All right, we are live here with a Sloss rant from the Philadelphia suburbs. Your New York football Giants are 1-1. That was an unbelievable comeback victory at the Arizona Cardinals. The Giants somehow, some way, the largest comeback victory since 1950 for the New York football Giants. And I'm pumped up. I'm excited. Listen, this is not even about the Giants not covering the spread at 4.5 or 5.5, whatever you might have gotten at. That's not what this is about. Because when you're a fan of any football team, and for me, of course, it's the Giants, to have them come from behind down 20-0, down 28-7 in the second half, to show that type of resilience, that type of moxie, to be able to win the football game, that's what it's all about right there. And it's not about much else other than that. It's not about the survivor pool. It's not about your fantasy football. It's not about your picks against the spread or the total, whatever. That's not what it's all about. It's about your team winning a football game. And I don't want to hear any of this from any fans of, you know, other teams saying, oh, the Cardinals aren't good. They stink. They're tanking for Caleb Williams. I don't want to hear any of that. In the NFL, you play who you play. You take the victories when you can get them, because you certainly are going to not apologize when you win those games. And you certainly don't get any credit if you lose a hard-fought game, or you lose a game in which you come back, battle back, take the lead, but then lose ultimately in the end. And we've seen that before with this Giant team throughout the years. But for now, I'm going to enjoy this one. I know they got Thursday night against the 49ers. I know it's an unfair scheduling advantage that they're staying on the road, staying in the Phoenix, Arizona area. I get all that, but I'm pumped up. I'm excited. That's the type of stuff you want to see. Listen, I don't know what Daboll said in halftime to get the troops all riled up, to get them to come back, to get them to really turn the entire direction of their season around, because they showed you today that this can be a competent team at times. I don't know what he said, but it darn sure worked. Whatever he said, I don't know, maybe he punched a locker 17 times and broke his hand at halftime. That's an inside joke for those of you who played football with me in high school back in the day. I don't know what he did. Maybe he put on a helmet and bashed his head into the wall. Who knows? We'll never know. We weren't inside that locker room. But whatever Daboll did to get those guys motivated, get those guys going, it certainly was a different and more inspired football team in the second half. I mean, you talk about the first half. Daniel Jones has 88 yards passing. He has the one interception, which really wasn't his fault, off the hands of his, you know, of the receiver there. And then in the second half, he comes back and he's throwing for like over 200 yards in the second half on its own. He's rushing for 58 yards in the second half on its own, including a touchdown. And these are his second half stats, 15-19 for 233 and two touchdowns, 8 carries for 58 and another touchdown, where in the first half, he was only 11-18 for 88 yards with a pick and only had one rush. So whatever adjustments this team was able to make, this team looked totally different after halftime. They were pushing the ball down the field, taking shots down the field. With Jones, we said it. He got the big money. And my biggest concern, and the reason why I had doubts about this football team, is that when the going got tough and you needed to push the football down the field, move the ball through the air, make big plays, pick up first downs, hit the tough passes, I had doubts that he'd be able to do it. But in the second half today, he proved me wrong. He did. He absolutely 100% proved me wrong. He found a variety of different receivers in this game. I mean, you look at it, this team really spread the ball out. It wasn't really just about one guy. It's not the Giant teams of past where we're only going to target one guy. You had Jalin Hyatt, who made the big catch, who really turned this game around early in the second half. He caught 2 balls. Waller caught 6. Slayton caught 3. Hodgins had 4 and a touchdown. Barkley caught 6 out of the backfield and a touchdown. Paris Campbell caught 4 balls. Sterling Shepard caught a pass too. You had a variety of weapons. You did. And I know Barkley went down. We could talk about that a little bit later. Barkley wasn't great running the ball. 17 carries for 63 yards, but he scored a touchdown. And honestly, he made a bunch of bounces, a bunch of spins on balls that he caught and balls that he took from handoffs, and really was able to pick up critical and crucial yards. And the one play that I really was impressed that the Giants executed was before they scored their fourth touchdown of the game, before they tied the game, which was their fourth touchdown. They had a fourth and one deep down in the territory, and they lined up in the formation that really we see the Eagles use a lot, that old school rugby scrum formation. And you have the two tight ends kind of lined up in, you know, on an angle so they could jump in there and push him. And they picked up the first down on fourth and one, and I thought that that was absolutely crucial. I thought that was a great job of executing that play, because on fourth and one, look, you got a quarterback who's 6'4", 230. He's a great athlete. You push him forward, and you pick up the first down. And I thought that was well-designed play by Dable. I thought that the plays in the second half were very well-designed by the Giants. I mean, this team got shut out through the first six quarters of their season. So to go out there and score 31 points and a half, it makes you feel a little bit better about the team. And I understand, again, they're going to have one heck of a tough matchup Thursday night in the Bay Area, in Santa Clara versus the 49ers, where they're currently a 10-point underdog. So they're not loving what they saw from this team overall on a whole, but you have to 100% love them coming back from 21 points down. There's just no way that you look at it any different. No way at all. So, unbelievable, unreal that the Giants were able to do this. I mean, I continuously had doubts throughout the game, and I'm going to talk about some people here who were texting me. I had one buddy from Arizona who texted me, said he saw that the Cardinals were up big. He was stunned that the Giants came back into the game. And, you know, you get what you get here. And he said, you know, the Giants deserve to win the game because they came back and they were able to score 31 points. I had other people who I was texting saying, I'm going to go clean. And this is me. I said, I'm going to go clean my bathrooms right now. If the game gets close, I'll turn it back on. So at 28-14, you know what I did? I turned the game back on. I had a couple clean toilets now. I got three clean sinks because we got two of those sinks in one bathroom, another sink in another, and I got a clean shower as well. So I had doubts about this football team today. I had doubts once they were playing the way that they're playing. And I got to be honest with you. At halftime, I'm Googling to see if I can find Photoshop pictures of Caleb Williams in a Giants uniform. Caleb Williams, the quarterback who's going to go number one overall out of USC. I couldn't find any. I decided not to tweet it. But, I mean, I was really upset watching this game. I had doubts that they would ever even score a point. I said they're probably only going to win three games this year. And you can come back and get at me that, okay, you said under 7.5. You shouldn't be surprised about this. But it doesn't matter. You don't want to get embarrassed the way that this team absolutely 100% was getting embarrassed there in the first half. So they come back not only to make it close, but to win the game. I understand that they don't cover that spread, and it's disappointing, but you got to at least love what you saw out of them, and you got to love that they were able to come back, and they were able to come back not just with the Cardinals handing them the game, that they put together multiple long touchdown drives. And yet there's nothing else really you could say about this. And I know Jones is making a ton of money, and I know that if he's not going to be able to do this every week, not so much the coming back from 21 points, but push the ball down the field, you're going to be a little scared. You're not going to like this team. But for one day and one night, Jones pushed the ball down the field, and you're loving that the Giants come away with the victory. They didn't sack the quarterback at all. You don't like that either. But when you come back and win a game like this, then there's really nothing else you can say as a fan of the New York Football Giants. And we'll get into, the 49er game We'll talk about it, break it down, give you a lean on it maybe later on in the week. But tonight is really all about the New York Football Giants and the unbelievable victory that they had. And I want to correct something. I saw on the broadcast that it was 1950 was their largest comeback. And it looks like here, according to Paul Dottino of WFAN, it's at 21 points in 1945 against the Eagles and 21 points against the Cardinals, but actually the Chicago Cardinals on October 30th, 1949. And another thing, this game, I think week two, and I think big comebacks. 2006, the Giants are playing the Eagles in Philadelphia, not too far from where I'm sitting right now. And the Giants come back in that game down 17 points. They win the game on an Eli Manning throw to Plaxico Burress, I believe, in the left back corner of the end zone, if I'm not so mistaken. So that was really the game that jumped out in my mind, because usually it's the Giants blowing these type of games where they have leads, especially on the road. I mean, the Tennessee Titan game in the the Matthias Kiwanuka game where they couldn't quite sack Vince Young. That was 2006 also. This one was at home, obviously. In 2010, they blew the big lead against the Eagles. Point being, usually you're thinking about Giants finding a way to blow these games, but today they were able to come back, and I'm pumped up. Do I think they're going to win Thursday? I don't know. But do they have a little bit better of a chance by winning today? Yeah, I certainly think so. Think they got a shot. I understand it's a 10-point spread. I understand the 49ers are 2-0. I understand even I picked the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. But at least you've got a chance to win this game. And if Barkley's injury is only an ankle sprain, it'll do them a little bit better. I'm not quite sure how many snaps you can play in a short week with an ankle sprain. But if it's not a broken ankle, you figure maybe he's got a chance to give it a go with some good aggressive rehab and some good rest and ice and all that. And you hope that the fact that they're not going to be in their home training facilities is not going to hinder that opportunity for Barkley to go out there and play. And just one more note here. This is from Boomer Esiason of WFAN and CBS. Daniel Jones is the first player in Giants history with 250 pass yards, 50 rush yards, two pass touchdowns, and a rush touchdown in a game. And he did this all in the second half. The only other player to do so in a half since 2000 was Michael Vick at Washington in 2010, in which I believe that was a Monday night football game. I'm pretty sure, if I remember off the top of my head, where Vick kind of reintroduced himself to the world when he got that starting opportunity with the Philadelphia Eagles there. All right, well, breathe in, breathe out, Giant fans. We got to win. We're 1-1. We're not going 0-17. Got a tough game on Thursday. They're 10-point dogs. But, again, I think they've got a shot. I think Jones and the offense showed you, and I understand Arizona's defense is not what the 49ers have, but I think Jones and the offense showing you they could be competent, they can move the ball down the field, and they can pass. And I understand it's frustrating because the offensive line had injuries. Andrew Thomas was out today. Neal might as well have been out. He, shot them in the foot with false start penalties and holding penalties that took a Jones touchdown run off the board. And, you had rookies in there playing at center, at left guard. But listen, the team overall performed as they should at the end. So Giants 1-1. Now the picks for the, that I'm giving out to kind of mirror the Circa Millions contest. They weren't good. 2-3. The Giants, they came close to covering, but really they shouldn't have had a chance of covering. The Falcons had to come back just to win the game and to cover. Give out the Falcons getting two. They ended up winning by 1 point. We gave out another winner. I know the Bengals were not a winner. They lost the game outright. But we gave out Seattle. Seattle getting 5.5. They went out and won the game outright in overtime. So we went 2-3. For the season, we're sitting at 5-5. It's not good, but it's not a disaster. And the Jets just got blown out. I didn't see it. I figured Jets getting that many points, they got a decent defense. Figured they'd keep Dallas in check. Figured, maybe you get something like a 23-16 type of game within that 8.5 points, but not good enough. And yeah, they don't cover, so we have a losing week. We're 2-3 for the week, 5-5 for the year. We went 3-2 last week. The Bengals have cost us twice in a row, but again, we still have 16 more weeks in the season, so we'll keep track of those picks. We wouldn't be winning any contests, but we wouldn't be out of it either, because most people are probably hovering around that 500 mark. All right, Sauce Rant live from the Philadelphia suburbs right here at 9 o'clock. Your New York football Giants are 1-1 after a dramatic win, coming back from 21 points against the Arizona Cardinals. And shout out to all the Giant fans real quick before we go who filled up that building. I talked about this on Wednesday night. I said that building would be filled of Giant fans. You really could hear it at the end of the game. Shout out to all of my, Big Blue of Arizona people who I spent many a Sunday with, usually watching the Giants lose. But, man, they deserve it. Good for them. Go Big Blue. We'll come back probably Wednesday, break down the game against the 49ers. And possibly give out some picks depending on the timing, see how we want to lay out the week. But Sauce Rant live, Philadelphia suburbs, let's go Big Blue.